Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Hanley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Tonight,
broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at nusports.com. Game 7 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. Dodgers host the Astros in the last game of the 2017 season. Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers are the starting pitchers and pretty much everybody available to go in this one. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw said he could throw 27 innings tonight if need be. Here back in Chicago, both occupants of the United Center in action tonight. The Blackhawks at home hosting Philadelphia. The Bulls are on the road taking on the Miami Heat. Football, Bears practice today for the last time before they recess for the bye week. They will all reconvene at Halas Hall Monday to begin prep for the Green Bay Packers. And in college hoops, Northwestern number 19 in the preseason AP poll. First time they've ever been in the preseason top 25. Top three there are Duke, Michigan State, and Arizona. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai. Save time, shop online at rosenhyundai.com. And order B-Dubs takeout for your next home game on our new web experience. Customize your order, select your pickup time, and save your favorites with Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
This transition is brought to you by Webb Chevy. For a great deal on Chevys in Chicago, visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn.
And now it's all over.
Thank you to Kevin Zipak and Joe Ostrowski for the updates today. Thank you to Mike Florio on the show today. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, who's got a little... He and Steve Smith.
Oh, you asked him about it?
Oh, yeah. For like 10 minutes, it was great.
It was real stuff. Like, he was shocked to be asked about it, and it...
That was his response to it. He's like, oh, I didn't think you were going to bring that up.
Yeah.
So,
and he said, the way I used to fight in the hood, you know, he's used to fighting, getting sucker punches in for 2 minutes, talking about Smith, until somebody else comes in and breaks it up. The way I used to fight in the hood, he doesn't want that. He doesn't, that kind of stuff.
He
doesn't
want the fair one.
Yeah,
that's
what
said,
I'm talking about.
Yeah, he said he's training UFC style, that even though he's done fighting, if he wants it, he's there for
it. Let's just keep it to football talk, me and Steve. That'd be good for him.
5 minutes in a room. That's what I'm talking
right?
about.
Old
yeah,
school.
It was fun.
Joe Buck also on the show today at the beginning of the noon hour. Jay Zawoski, Rick Camp, the fine producers of the show. Thanks, guys. Ray Diaz does good work. Brian Gertz does the video stream, does it well. I watch 670thescore.com. Tomorrow, Sam Munson from Pro Football Focus, Paul Charchian, fantasy football implications of the trade deadline, and more.
Buck is always so good. He's always, and he's so damn likable, and I've never been able to figure out why. And maybe it was just a Cub Cardinal thing or a national broadcaster
thing. Because you covet his life.
Why there's so many people who...
It's because you covet his life.
I'm cool. I just think
he's more likable now, though, than he used to be.
I don't know.
I think
it's a nepotism thing. look for him, and that Randy Moss thing was a bad look for him.
He's matured, man. He's matured. He's more comfortable. Listen, I mean, you listen to that guy.
I didn't like him for a long time.
I understand.
I just think you listen to him talk. He's a dude who sounds pretty damn comfortable in his skin these days. And it's like, and then if that's you, then it makes you a lot more likable.
You exude cool when you stop trying to be cool.
Yeah. And like he and Smoltz, I think, sound real comfortable doing a game together. Yeah. It sounds like a talk show.
And now he's doing like Howard Stern crank calls, and he's doing the Brockmire thing. Mm-hmm. So he's actually showing some of his personality that he wasn't able to show with that HBO show that got canceled.
Oh, that thing was...
You know, and it was terrible.
Was that brutal? I never saw it.
Magic Johnson, Chevy Chase, the Artie Lang
appearance on that thing.
That
was
I saw.
Ridiculous.
That
man.
Of course.
That's like nobody ever gets paid again type thing where it's like, who thought of this? Fire that person.
Right.
Send them to Czechoslovakia. Who thought of the other thing? Who directed this? Find all the names that were associated with this thing and book them
Send them to a country that doesn't even exist anymore.
Exactly.
But what's crazy is that Buck actually has the personality where he'd probably be good at it, but that was such a travesty that you could just never do it again.
Yeah, you ain't getting that look again.
Yeah, never again.
So I wanted to add, too, as you guys were discussing the uptick in World Series ratings and what it is, there's something really important, and maybe you got to it, so excuse me if you happen to. But for me, what's different about, say, this and some other series that we've seen in the past, coupled with the Fox's, the maturity of their coverage, is expressive players. Dynamic and express. These are not.
You didn't mention that.
These are not the stony faced,
not at all,
baseball tough guys anymore. You can say what you want about bat flips, and a lot of this is about Latin swag and bat flips and cultural issues. Forget that for a second. Young, expressive, dynamic players, and
the game is allowed to be fun.
Yes, yeah. And good at what they do. I think it's really significant that these guys are they've got some sauce now.
Yeah,
it's okay.
And I think the Latin guys just kind of being that way naturally has let a lot of these guys just come out of their shell. And
they've come
have
up
some
that
fun.
Way. I think
Jock Peterson, man, last night.
Still
woo!
Celebrating.
We're seeing the first generations of guys who maybe have come up in a different kind of professional baseball.
Maybe have come up in a different kind of world, too.
Like, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, you got a lot of melding of the cultures and the music and the fashion and all those things.
Especially in a locker room, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
it's great.
You go into a locker room now in any high school or any college, the guy who's got control of the radio is playing something that everybody wants to hear all at once. And it may be a hip hop song or maybe a pop song. I mean, these things.
Sure.
It's.
Yeah. Got Rizzo still using Castro's music. Stuff like that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
The clubhouse has always been a thing in sports where you've been able to get ahead of the curve in that way sometimes.
Sure, and I've always criticized Fox for their over-reliance on close-ups. Because for years, it was always the Yankees, and it was these grim struggle face all the time, and they're up Jeter's nose in every single cutaway.
They're trying to do the personality profile of the guy who doesn't have personality.
They never did, and now they're smiling, and we're reading their lips, or they're jawing at each other, or they're saying, "You'll pay me my money."
Yeah, that thing with Peterson and Turner last night.
Oh, come on!
It was so great. But, and we've also had crazy moments like Carlos Correa in Game 5, I don't think we even mentioned it, when he hops out of the dugout to go and tell Derek Fisher to slide, and nobody says, that's wrong or that's weird. That's just awesome.
Right, right.
I was texting with a buddy who does music radio, and I use him as kind of a litmus test for the casual sports fan, because he tunes in for big events and like the one team that he cares about. I'm like, are you watching? I'm watching and I'm loving it. I'm like, why? Because high-scoring baseball is fun. There is that part of it too.
That's fair.
I think it's a part of why we were talking about yesterday with the juiced balls or whatever. It's like, it's not really a problem for them. And it might just be as simple as that. Good teams playing close games and scoring a lot of runs. And if you score a lot of runs, it leads to the expressiveness that you're talking about. Like, obviously Game 5 was more fun than last night's game because there were a lot of runs.
Yeah, whenever people see the numbers that they see, the actual physical number where it's 13-12, 7-6, you feel, even if you're walking past the television, as you mentioned, a casual fan thinks, oh, my value of this 2.5 hours has been increased for some reason because it's been more productive.
I'm getting all of my 417 pitches.
Exactly. Yeah. Like college football. I remember when college football, you would see some scores that were 45-40. 40. And now, you know, you look at some of these SEC games, the vaunted SEC with the great defenses in Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel, and when Missouri went to the conference championship after just jumping from the Big 12, and you're like, wait a minute, hold on now. You guys enjoy 50 to 44 every single weekend? And it's like, yeah, this is great football. Nobody can keep up with us. And it's like, oh, so now the big number makes you feel a little bit more validated in your viewing.
That was
experience.
A Spurrier thing. When Spurrier said, yo, hell with it. We're just going to chuck this thing all over the place.
We'll score more than you.
We're going to run it up on you.
The ghosts of his offense still haunt that place. Because you could still get a good coach in there. Muschamp is a decent coach. Jim McElwain is a decent coach. But if you're not putting up 40, I don't give a damn about how many first rounders you have on defense. Mm. You know, I need to see the air raid offense. I need to see the Spurrier stuff.
Spurrier didn't even know the names of his defensive players.
No, not at all. He didn't have to.
Didn't care.
No, you're right. He would never have to hire his offensive coaches.
The fact that Penn State, Ohio State ends, what, 39-38? 39-38 in this conference.
Ridiculous.
What about the Texans-Seahawks game? Oh, game of the year.
41-38.
You do it in Seattle. They're known for defense.
Look at NBA basketball, where everybody was angry about, oh, they're not scored enough. Every game, 75-84. They're like, okay, take out the hand checking. You can't touch anybody in the paint. And here's your 110-105 games. And then people, nobody plays defense. No, they're playing the same defense, just with different rules.
Right.
You know, it's the scoring does something to everyone, whether it be the casual fan, the longtime guy or girl that's been watching that sport for a long time. It's something about, like, the object is to win. You have to score more. The 2-1 games are still fun to me.
Yeah, they're going to be fun to all of us. Yeah, you know, I mean, we're hardcore enough fans.
But there's a lot of people, like, tuning in to see home runs set off fireworks like spring.
But that's what baseball needs, though. And I think they're getting that. I mean, you've had some terrific World Series the last 4 or 5 go-rounds. Remember when every Super Bowl sucked? Remember when there was like a 15-year run of Super Bowls being trash? And then you had Adam Vinatieri hit a game-winning field goal. And it seems like from that point on, you know, minus the Denver-Seattle one, from that point on, it seemed like we got Super Bowl after Super Bowl that we were engaged in.
Yeah, Scott Norwood
miss in
there.
We're on a World Series like that.
That's exactly right.
Since 2011 or so.
World Series that are like this matter so much to the 10, 11-year-old that's not even thinking about playing baseball, but thinking about watching it and engaging in it in the way that they can right now.
But having said all of that, and I think everything is true, Fox is still shocked that Game 7 tonight might outrate Cubs Game 7 last year. Like, that's a legitimate possibility that more
because
people...
Because of Game 7 last year,
yeah, too. That's the thing. Like, and that's what we're talking about, the cumulative effect a couple years leading to
I want to see if Rajay Davis happens again. Right? I want to see if somebody grabs everybody together in the dugout.
They thought they had peaked as a World Series story. Cubs' first World Series in 108 years.
Every next guy you want to watch.
Yeah.
Every next guy you want to see swing from his ass. It's great.
There's just a little nugget they threw in the other night during a game that... There was like a junior all-star game that Carlos Correa, Addison Russell, and Corey Seager were all on the same team for.
Nice.
And
did they win?
They each took 3 innings.
No ball got out of the infield.
Right. They each took 3 innings at shortstop. Each took 3 innings at shortstop. And Correa still brags when he sees those guys. He started. He'll tell you. I started the game. But
he might be the most talented out of all of them.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's like,
full package. Yeah, maybe.
And that's the thing. There's just blue chippers on Houston. Everywhere. Part of it, we heard from one texter who said that just the story of the Astros in terms of being horrible for 3 years, being on the SI cover, and then like made him, as a casual World Series viewer, said he was a passionate local baseball fan, but as a casual World Series viewer, he wanted to see that play out. So
everyone's got their reason.
If it's touching people who don't give a damn about the sport, that's when you know it's big. Nicole jumps in the car yesterday. She goes, "You got Game 6 tonight to watch, right?" I'm like, "Who the hell are you? Like, what are you talking about?" And damn it, don't set my schedule for me. I was going to do something else.
Floored me, man, that it beat a Cubs World Series Game 6, and it also beat Sunday Night Football.
Crazy.
It's a good
time for the sport. You know, I've logged, like, with hosting with Spiegel and my appreciation for baseball growing that much more in those couple of years, and talking to my friends who are, you know, diehard baseball fans.
And look what we just got to cover, Jay. That's the thing, right? We just got to cover the most.
That's why when your man made the Jimmy Butler joke during the Terry show, I was like, dude, I covered a Cubs World Series.
Yeah.
Like I got to see the Cubs win the World Series and the parade and all that stuff. I'm good.
You and I got to sit there for the parade.
And
dude.
The Hawk stuff.
The Hawk stuff. But like to see the 5-year project that culminates in a World Series title. Today's the last day they're reigning World Series champions, by the way.
That's true.
could be a rain out, my friend. No.
The game ends after midnight.
And I will tell you, if there isn't or hasn't been a children's book written about this tangerine, there's it's a great disservice.
Describe it for the people watching on Channel Zero.
It is about this, just slightly larger than a golf ball.
It's Roald Dahl wrote about that.
Right. I mean, just the
Matt
loneliest.
And the really small cutie.
The littlest tangerine. I mean, I just
Matt will bring some things in and you'll be like,
it's in the bottom of the mesh bag. It's just hoping it gets selected and then it finally does.
It's beautiful.
This cutie has a story.
It's like you in gym class.
this cutie has a story.
I couldn't help it.
It
does have a story. You should write that story.
There's 600 words.
Post it on the website.
There's something there. I want to know what it is.
Maybe Mark Levy could write a children's book about it.
He's a little busy right now.
Yeah.
He's a little busy. All right, so I got to ask you guys a question. Stop it. I got to ask you guys a question.
Ernie's not there to sit.
Stop it.
One step too far.
Oh, my God. All right, so I jumped on Facebook because that's where I watch you guys sometimes. Mm. And the headline or the caption was the two greatest words in sports, Game 7. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, me being a guy that doesn't accept everything that people tell me all the time, I started thinking about this.
Are there
two greater words in sports?
Actually, in sports.
LeBron James.
No, but I'm saying, because we all know,
Michael
Jordan. The magnitude of Game 7.
Mike Ditka.
It's basketball. It's basketball. It's hockey. It's baseball.
Balls. Dowell. Loggins.
If you're not just going to accept it out of hand, are there two
Mitch
greater
Trubisky.
Words?
Yeah,
No names.
Are there two greater words?
I said that mockingly, so I did not know that they put...
Oh, so you did it. Okay,
well, I said it. It was like, you know, the cliche of greatest games.
Ball placement.
Game 7.
Hat trick.
Launch point.
Launch angle.
Right. Play ball.
Because what Game 7 means to us, because it doesn't matter what sports you're a fan of outside of the NFL.
Yeah, I'm watching.
We saw the chase down block and the dunk that would have ended the world in Game 7 a couple of years ago with Cleveland and Golden State.
What about title game?
Because now football is in.
Yeah, now football's in, and I care the most about football.
But now the series are out, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, tonight's
not a title game, right?
I mean,
it's the game to win the title.
Aren't Game 7's title games?
Here we go. Here we go.
This is a semantic argument.
Yeah. Here we go.
Burnsy.
You brought it up. And now we hand it over to Dan Burns.
I feel like title game includes football and Game 7s.
Well, I just got Game 7's the two greatest words in sports.
I just got a text from a friend who says the two greatest words in sports are we win.
I expected Spiegel,
a little smug.
Spiegel's friend to send that. tell Spiegel to stop texting you.
Blackhawks didn't play in a Game 7. Right? In these runs? No, I mean conference semis against the Red Wings.
No, they had, the one against the Predators, there was that incredible comeback.
That was Game 5, Nashville
Game
5. I got
a awful memory, so. Yeah. The greatest Game 7 I've ever seen in hockey had to be for me, it was Rangers and Canucks. I feel like I got introduced to the sport. With that one, Trevor Linden and the boys,
LA Kings, the Kings and the Hawks in the conference finals,
tough
in 2014.
That was a tough one.
85 Bears.
85 is 85 a word?
85 one word, no, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hyphenated. You're fine there.
Right. Oh, I got it. Butt fumble.
That's one word, I think. Isn't it?
No. Really?
It's not two words. It's either hyphenated or a single word, as I've seen it.
Catch process.
Yeah. Salary cap.
Ball placement.
Super Bowl.
For what it means to the country?
Roll Tide.
Super Bowl means more to the country than Game 7 does.
Without question. By a factor of
8.57 sack machine.
Thank you. Hey, cut it out. Save that for 125.
Oh, man. Opening day.
No.
Full of romance.
Yeah.
Tip off.
Right. Puck drop. No,
game 7 might be we got three sports. We got three sports in there.
But then you exclude the most important one to the country, though. For now.
For now is right.
Until all the brothers boycott and all the angry whites boycott. And for now.
I'm boycotting for this reason. Right. I'm boycotting for that reason.
For now, football is still the most important.
I will just stand there watching.
Did
you guys cover the...
I want to
make sure everybody, we keep our eyes on the focus of who really deserves most of our sympathy.
What's that?
And that is the sales loss for Papa John's.
I was just going to bring that up. Did you talk about that today?
No, I'm worried about them.
And your crap pizza. Kiss my ass the long way, you jerk.
Yeah,
that about sums it up. For that dude. sums it up. Pizza Hut till I die.
Sure.
Kidding me? Domino's as well. Kidding me? Who eats Papa John pizza?
I don't like Pizza Hut, but yeah.
I'm saying if you had to,
Little Caesars.
Ooh,
but they don't deliver.
The Hot and Ready's
fine. They're not deliver anymore.
The one in Skokie right there on Dempster, we used to kill that place.
I have not ordered.
We'd light up, go over there with $15, and say, give us three pieces right now.
Yeah, man.
The one near me on Addison is always busy.
Because it's $5 for a large pizza.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We don't need a team to get to the bottom of why it's always popular.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's bread, but it's great.
I actually haven't ordered much other than Lou Malnati's pan butter crust.
Word?
Yeah.
That's a pretty special thing.
Oh, it's just great.
Whatever they put in their sausage, they've got some proprietary cocaine. Italian sausage, whatever it is.
Oh, we've got proprietary.
What they do. They've had their own forever. It's just
the XFIP of sausage.
It's better than everybody else's.
It is?
Yeah, they're.
The big decision is Malnati's or Pequod's. We live close to Pequod's.
They do the patty, so good. Don't they?
Gino's East does
Gino's
the patty.
Gino's East is famous
Harry
for the
used
patty.
To tell me about that. Tynowitz used to sell that to me on the air.
This guy, you know, I love the sausage patty.
Yeah?
The giant patty on an entire pizza. It's ridiculous.
I'm still on next remote at Gino's.
Yeah, right. With the mayor of Skokie, and then I fall off my horse.
They did something to the patty. They turned it upside down. It's the greatest thing we've ever
seen
come.
I was locked in for Jim Gray yesterday, by the way.
Oh, dude. Didn't it make your balls itch a little bit?
I didn't.
Like, it's so...
that will make your balls itch.
They're two weird-ass individuals, man.
The most accurate thing you said about it, and all of it was pretty accurate, was that I don't know that Tom Brady really knew that he was on the air. He's like, you're asking me these questions?
Right,
like,
you're
kind of intrusive.
I thought we were setting up a tea time. Yeah, like, what's going on here?
We have to get to Tom Brady, too. I know your buddy Bomani Jones did a piece on this, too, about Tom Brady's BS health stuff.
You just brought it up yesterday.
Yeah. It is so comically ridiculous.
His BS health stuff?
That it should be
investigated. You melt.
This is the kind of thing that merits investigation
really?
For all sorts of illegal claims.
Well, he's doing the Romanowski thing where he's carrying around a packet of things that he has to take like every other hour.
And like bioceramic sleepwear and water that he says not only keeps him, he drinks a special water that prevents sunburn, he claims. He says water will, that's only the start of it.
That comes with SPF 50.
No, some of these claims are flat out illegal. They're fraudulent.
Illegal?
Yes.
I didn't read it.
It's fraud.
I read it yesterday.
Is it like Dustin Hermanson's Super Blue stuff?
Whatever that acai juice. Oh, that was a creepy day.
We were doing
those
reads. I'm like, I don't know if this is a, thing, guys. We should probably look into this. Yeah, it's not taking everyone's money.
When he said he came back from his back injury because of acai berries. Like, man, you're crazy.
Somebody trying to explain away the blood spinning? That's right?
Oh, yeah. What was it, Anthony?
You got a few muscle relaxes and a half Galea. Pound of the good. That's what
Galea used to say. Was that, no, it's just we figured out a whole platelet thing. We got a whole thing figured out.
No, you haven't. You got a big syringe worth of horse drugs, and you're moving on in your day. That's about it.
What do you guys got today?
The weirdest part of the Jim Gray thing was when Brady went.
Good night,
everybody.
We'll see you guys later.
All right, coming up on Score.
The Conan O'Brien Show, 96.
Score heads, keep listening to find out how you can win tickets to the special Terry Boers book release live broadcast with the Bernstein and Golf Show and Terry Boers himself.
Bill Band.
Where you'll be able to buy his new book, The Score of a Lifetime. 25 years talking Chicago sports and get it signed by Terry.
Bird Brain.
It's Wednesday, November 15th from 1 to 6, live on 670 The Score. And don't forget, starting November 16th, it'll be available wherever books are sold and online at triumphbooks.com/Terry Boers.
I'm mad at all of you!
Brought to you by David Hochberg and the Team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pro Mortgage. Visit PERLDavid.com.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The NFL is just a hot mess right now, and that has nothing to do with the quality of football, not very good, being played this season. Commissioner Roger Goodell is at odds with Cowboys owner Jerry Jones over his suspension of Ezekiel Elliott. While the Elliott case continues to go back and forth, Jones is publicly criticizing Goodell and apparently trying to hold up his new contract. There is also the ongoing, never-ending national anthem controversy ratcheted up last week by Texans owner Bob McNair's comment that you, quote, can't let the inmates run the prison. The Freudian slip, in which McNair said prison instead of asylum, made the comment even worse. That explains why about 40 of the Texans knelt during the anthem prior to the game in Seattle Sunday. Then, Monday, star defensive lineman Jadeveon Clowney showed up at the team's Halloween party in an orange prison jumpsuit. The team claimed it was a coincidence. Sure it was. I'm John Feinstein.
At Governor State University, you're more than a number. You're their number one priority. Learn how they put your passion first at Governor State University's undergraduate open house on Saturday, November 4th from 10 to 1. Visit govst.edu/open house.
During the era of muscle cars, souped-up engines, and great American road trips, Die Hard was born. And for 50 high-performance years, they haven't stopped charging ahead. Die Hard is honoring the spirit of those who have a passion for the road and what they drive by partnering with Sears Auto Center to give you exciting offers to help you get to your next adventure. Right now, buy 3 Die Hard tires and get one free with installation at a Sears Auto Center near you. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever Die Hard. Hard.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except 3rd and 1 or 4th and 1 when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted 3 absolutely blatant.
There's one
where
he ran
calls
off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, 4 times now? 3 or 4? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station, covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
My name is Alex Riley, and this is the story of my life.
SNL's Bobby Moynihan comes to CBS.
Your life's a mess. You're living in my garage, so I no longer have a man cave.
No, you do. There's just another man living in it.
He's a divorced dad.
Whenever I hear this song, it makes me think of a girl.
Mommy?
No, Mommy's song is Psycho Killer.
In the fall's most inventive new comedy.
Is that a wheel?
Yeah, I was trying to reinvent it. It turns out you can't.
Me, Myself, and I. Monday, only CBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Greenberg. Check out my new show, The CBS Travel Hour, with Peter Greenberg.
He's America's most recognized and respected frontline travel news journalist, and now host of his own podcast on radio.com.
We'll talk about everything from the best airline deals to cruise ship safety, from which brochures lie to hotel security. You'll find out about how to negotiate the best rental car deals to which airline is really on time. And we'll talk with travel experts and major global newsmakers.
The CBS Travel Hour with Peter Greenberg. Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
1. Lake Bluff.
Terry Bores is back, and he'll be joining the Bernstein and Goff Show November 15th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage from 1 to 6.
I can't trust anybody but me to do it.
Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as The Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. To pre-order your copy of A Score of a Lifetime, visit triumphbooks.com/Terry Bores.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Army's going to get me a Z-Pod.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Join homegrown head football coach Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats at Ryan Field for Big Ten games against Purdue and Minnesota. Tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. It's the final game of the 2017 baseball season tonight in Los Angeles. Dodgers hosting the Astros in Game 7 of the World Series. Pitching matchup features two righties, Yu Darvish and Lance McCullers, but it will be all hands on deck tonight at Dodger Stadium. Hockey here in town tonight. The Blackhawks host Philadelphia at the United Center. Corey Crawford just 1-3 in his career versus the Flyers. Bulls back on the floor tonight as well. They're down in Miami to face off with the Heat. Bulls trying to rebound from their blowout loss Saturday at home versus the Thunder. Football, the Bears practice today at Hallis Hall for the last time before they all head out for the bye week. They'll be back to work Monday preparing for the Packers. And finally, in college basketball, Northwestern number 19 in the preseason top 25. First time ever the Wildcats have been ranked in the preseason top 25 poll. Duke is number one. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. And this scoreboard update was brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. Hey, Chicagoland, head to Rogers and Hollins Jewelers for engagement rings as magnificent as our mile and gemstone jewelry as breathtaking as the bean. And forever make holiday magic with gifts that give back. Get $100 in holiday dough for every $300 you spend. Use promo code FOREVER for 10% off online. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff.
Let's go already. Kick it off.
Afternoons on The Score.
All right. Hope everybody had a happy Halloween.
Yes. Raided the kids' candy for a few Snickers, a few Twixes, a few hundred grands. And all is good. And they knew I was doing it too, so they kind of rolled their eyes and said, yeah, we're not going to be mad. We know. It's okay. So, yeah, good enough. Some adorable kids coming by the door and telling me what their costumes were. When that 3-year-old looks at you and says,
I'm a zombie.
And you say, okay, zombie, take a couple of Twizzlers.
Enjoy. Get the hell off my steps.
Get off my steps and my plane. The Bernstein and Goff Show, broadcasting from the Hyundai Studios. Come see how better it drives us. James Lofton at 3. Adam Kramer on college football at 3:40. Matt Miller at 4. Hub takes your calls at 5. It's on at 5:30. And we have yet another giveaway. Caller 6 to the contest line when you hear the special Terry Bores sound effect is going to win a pair of tickets to the special Bernstein and Goff Show that features Terry as we kick off his Score of a Lifetime signing tour at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage on November 15th. I just finished the book this morning, and it's fun.
Yeah?
It really is. And anybody who's been a fan of his at any stage of his career, you know, and truth be told, I knew most of what I'd heard right. most of those stories, obviously, right. for, you know, two decades around him, right. forever on the air, off the air. So a lot of it was not new to me. But the stuff about his childhood and some of what was in there, I found fascinating about some of the, you know, his upbringing, what shaped him into mm-hmm. the loon that he eventually became. But it's very, very Terry in that it is
very, very Terry.
It's written in a very warm and conversational tone, but it's also wonderfully profane and has all sorts of dumb jokes. And you can hear the odd noises going on amid the profanity.
That's all I need.
And the dumb jokes. So you get every bit of it there for posterity.
I'm going to crack it this weekend. It is downstairs in the mail room. So I will go grab it.
Go grab it.
And
go grab it.
Crack it this weekend.
I recommend it highly. 312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at BernsteinandGoff@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. Texting, sexting, 67011. Text line brought to you by the Grossinger Auto Group. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. We are on Twitter at Bernstein_Goff. He is at Jason1, the numeral, Goff. I am at Dan_Bernstein. And we also are on Instagram at Bernstein Goff Show. We have a website, BernsteinGoffShow.com. That's where you find the podcast that we upload each hour as quickly as we can. You can interact with the show and the station on Facebook by liking the 670 The Score page. You can also watch 670thescore.com and visit that website or go to Facebook Live to see our video feed. That's directed by Brian Gertsch.
Peterson hits it in the air to left. Back at the wall.
I'd say he's fired up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He put it on. Jock around second base. Jock was like, you know what? I'm enjoying myself. Time to let America know how much I've enjoyed that home run. It was awesome, man.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
Well, whatever, Joe. Jock got his money's worth, and he deserved it.
Might be the MVP of this series. Does something more tonight. I have no clue.
Yeah, there's like three or four guys. There's like two guys on either team you could give it to.
Yeah, I think this is going to be one of those
where the Astros win, you can give it to Springer. And
it's hard because they hand out the ballots late in the game. What if you get like a 2-2 game or a 7-7 game in the eighth and they're asking you to vote for most valuable player? You have to do it on contingency. You have to hand out a ballot that says if this or this, you know, fill out your top three.
Did I read right? Cody Bellinger has set a World Series record for strikeouts. Did I read that right today?
He had 4 yesterday. Is that right?
Only guy to ever strike out 4 times twice in the same World Series.
There you go.
But
he will not be the last.
So he hasn't set the record for total strikeouts in a World Series then. Yeah, I thought I read that. And that's not even like a footnote to this series because of how awesome it's been.
Our producers are Nick Shepkowski.
And the other one is a guy that I don't think anybody in the league realizes. He's the best kept secret in the league. And that, of course, is the Bucks Greek Freak. Giannis is unbelievable. He's averaging 35 points a game. And I didn't realize he could score that much. I really didn't realize he was that kind of scorer. I haven't watched, when I've watched him, I realized how talented he was, but I didn't think he'd score all that much.
Giannis?
Is that a new
best kept secret?
Is that a new gaming console?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The audio overlord is Chris Tannehill.
See the longest active MLB championship droughts. You've got the Indians who haven't won since 48, coming so close last year. Texas Rangers haven't. The Houston Astros haven't. They came in 62 as the Colt 45s. They got to the World Series in 2005, representing the National League, and they were swept by the White Sox.
It's fake news.
It did not happen.
Nope.
It only happened to White Sox fans.
This segment brought to you by Amazon. Your chance to start earning extra money begins now. Apply to be a part-time associate in Crest Hill at Amazon.com/JoelieGetJobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
You know, for as casual a baseball fan as I am, and I watch baseball because I like competition, and we've got two teams in the city, and I'm a fan of one of those teams, and the other team I'm very happy for because I got a chance to see them win a World Series last year. But being around other fans of the game who are deeper entrenched and more invested than I, this is the perfect thing that you could ask for in your the culmination of a season for any sport, where the casual fans, the not so casual fans, the diehard fans can all enjoy it at different levels, but the enjoyment is high. You know, I've watched these games thinking to myself, man, this is really cool. Like, there have not been too many moments where I've been like, what the hell's going on here? Like, this, you know, baseball's so slow. Like, I've never been one of those guys. Now, games can get ridiculously long, but I don't complain about the overall pace of the sport because I feel like you sit down for a game, you know you're going to be in for 3 hours. Now, when a 9-inning game takes 4.5 hours, 4 hours and 15 minutes, that's ridiculous. And we saw that this postseason. But for the most part, this entire thing has been as fun. I'm kind of excluding last year because last year was special. Okay, last year was special for people around me. Last year was special for this city. Last year was special for this.
It's hard to look at it objectively.
You can't, you can't really compare last year to anything. This has been for two teams that I've enjoyed watching and have enjoyed following the players and the lead characters in this movie. This has been as enjoyable a series in a sport that I watch. Not only because of the job, but because the fans around the sport make me, like the intrigue that they have, kind of, I feed off of it.
As I mentioned in transition, I think the energy of it starts from the players themselves. Right. Not only are they great, they are having fun. They're having fun. It's sort of like what my wife as a wedding planner always tells her clients about the party. She says, the people at the party they'll respond to how much fun you are having.
Too many brides and grooms try to take care of everything and worry about everything.
They worry about every detail. Their eyes are darting all over the place, and they're concerned.
Is the arrangement
about,
where it's supposed to be?
And her advice is always, if you worry less about who's happy and who's having fun and just have fun, if you're the people dancing around and enjoying everything.
Feed off of it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I get that as a fan when the players, great players on the biggest stage in the biggest moments,
having a ball,
aren't forgetting to enjoy it. Yeah. That's fantastic. That's what everybody wants. And for a long time in baseball, it wasn't okay. It just it was frowned upon.
Yeah.
And I am so glad that we've moved into an era where the best in the world are allowed to actually enjoy it and show that they're enjoying it.
Do you think that the people who, the keepers of the game who are still around, there's still a few of them, the people who don't like all the celebrating, do you think that they have even gotten to the point where it's like, you know what, this ain't that bad?
Or if
do you
they
think
haven't, still, screw them.
You still know? Think the grumblers out there? Because now,
maybe.
Because I think Josh Donaldson and Bryce Harper have been very important to baseball over the last couple of years. But because let's keep it funky. For years, it was deemed, these crazy Latin players, these fiery Latins, or the brothers, you know. When you got Josh Donaldson wearing his hair the way he wore his hair and having his All-Star game shoes and having Bryce Harper be as swagged out as he is, and Chris Bryant to a certain extent too, with his haircut and letting Instagram followers pick his shoes for series, that kind of thing, like allowing the fun to seep into the youth and not bringing them up that way. Like, there's a certain generation of baseball, like we talked about in transition, that hasn't been brought up the way that past generations had been. And it's okay to be the quiet guy. I used to say when I was a kid, the reason I love Barry Sanders is because I love Deion Sanders. I love the fact that
one helps define the other.
Yes, we're not robots out here. You can hand the ball to the ref and the other guy can high step, and damn it, it's still worth six, and I enjoyed both of them.
And it's all okay.
Exactly. Right. And baseball finally seemingly has come to that point.
312-644-6767. That's the number. A lot to get to on this show. I want to get to Alberto Riveron's explanation of the Zach Miller touchdown that wasn't, and he's literally seeing something I'm not seeing.
I read it. I didn't hear.
He's literally seeing something I'm not seeing. I don't want to get to that. And we also have to go to this. So expose this Tom Brady nutrition thing. It seems like a crime. It seems like fraud.
Yeah, you're serious.
I am. I'm not. In law enforcement,
right.
I'm not a lawyer, but you read this. You're not allowed to lie to people to sell things.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Jump on in the conversation. He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. You're listening to 670 The Score.
This is the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. CBS Sunday.
Well, I got one shot at this, guys.
Let's do this.
The agents of NCIS Los Angeles.
Naval Criminal Investigative Service.
Know their mission.
We've got someone to find.
We need to go undercover.
Know their enemy.
You know what they're capable of.
We're running out of time.
And no limits.
Going off book for this one, huh?
There is no book for this one.
Don't miss NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand. This week, the history of sports. The 24-second shot clock in pro basketball was first used this week in 1954. This week in 1959, Jacques Plante became the first goaltender to wear a mask during a hockey game. Nolan Ryan threw the fastest recorded pitch to date at 100.9 miles per hour this week in 1974. 40 people were killed because of a Ghana-Ivory Coast soccer match this week in 1993. And this week in 2004, the Boston Red Sox won the World Series for the first time in 86 years.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He's so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The verdict is in. Tuesday's new hit drama is Bull.
Here comes the fun part.
He's not a lawyer.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth effectively.
He's a jury consultant.
I change juries' minds for a living.
Critics say Michael Weatherly is charismatic.
I'm a big fan.
Witty and hilarious.
It's great to be me, isn't it?
It's a bullseye.
I'll see you in court. I'm looking forward to it.
Michael Weatherly is Bull. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
Every evening on the CBS Evening News, real news.
ISIS is thought to have several thousand fighters in Mosul.
What I said is what I mean.
It is a great sign that we are ready to confront white supremacy.
What would you say to the folks in Washington who are talking about cutting back on Medicaid?
You're going to have the blood of a lot of innocent people on your hands.
It's this gusty wind and the extremely dry conditions that are driving this fast-moving wildfire.
Real news every evening on the CBS Evening News.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
We're cheap and proud of it.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So, in last night's game, I was wrong for questioning what the hell Dave Roberts was doing. Because when Rich Hill is pulled, and Rich Hill is like, come on, dude, what are you doing here?
Right.
And he goes to Morrow, and I'm like, this might be it right here. And after with the home run and the great plays made at third by Bregman and Turner over and over again, I think the game was won right there, even though that they were behind. They were down 1-0. If I'm not mistaken, when Rich Hill was pulled. The game was won to me right there when Rich Hill was pulled and Brandon Morrow comes in there and mows guys down and he leaves them in too. Like I think he wanted to go to Maeda a little bit earlier. I think he only wanted Morrow for a couple of guys. He leaves them in. Morrow does his job and the Dodgers bullpen keeps him in it. And that was one of those things where I'm like, I don't know if this is the right move, Dave. You've been pressing too many buttons.
It's what he's done. You don't want him to become somebody else.
It's bit him in the ass, though. Right. It bit him in the ass in Houston. You know, that bullpen was very tired in Houston.
They're very tired now.
Yeah, they are. But, hey, they don't have to go to him now. Because now you got Clayton. You know, you probably got him for a couple of innings, few innings.
Why don't you start him?
Is it his side day?
He said he's got 27 outs in him.
Yeah, he could say that all he wants. Yeah, his arm falls off.
I think there's
$200 million
an argument for starting him.
So you wouldn't start you? If it's Yu's regular day, I think it's Clayton's side day.
Side day.
Yeah, I think it's Sunday. I think it's his side day, so he's only got a few innings in him.
Yeah, he's.
Start with him, and I mean, go until that thing.
Yeah,
essentially falls
off.
Yeah, I'd go Yu, and then try to bridge to Jansen, and then try to close with Kershaw. If I was them, that's how I would play it.
So you close with Kershaw.
Yeah.
Ooh. But then you run the risk of going without using Kershaw.
Right. And what if
you
Kershaw
can't lose the game without using him?
Well,
right?
Not close, but like three innings.
Right. No.
High leverage out. Yeah.
What if Clayton Kershaw gets in there for the last two innings and three innings or so, and he doesn't fare well?
Well, there's all kinds of what ifs. That's what makes it fun. That's what makes baseball baseball.
Dude, when he took Rich Hill out, I'm like, I know, you know, you got to, because they had got a couple of jams back to back innings there, I believe in the fourth and the fifth, and I'm like, I know it's been a little rocky here, but are you doing the right thing here, Dave? I don't know why I found myself rooting for both teams in this series. Like every inning, I'm like, yay Astros. And I'm like, oh yeah, yay Dodgers. I like Justin Turner. It's been a terrific series.
This segment brought to you by Burlington. Make Burlington Stores your coat headquarters for your family. Hurry in and save on anoraks, faux leather, quilted bombers, plus boots, scarves, hats, and gloves too. Burlington style for everyone. I want to read this explanation of the Zach Miller touchdown overturn because I think it's preposterous. I don't get it. They put a video out that it still leaves me scratching my head. I'm with Mike Pereira and Dean Blandino on this, but we'll get to it. You got the score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
CBS Wednesday, in the fight against terror.
We have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst...
It's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Aries, your relationship may need some added attention this week, or you may be in for some troubled waters. Taurus, if you've been looking for a new job, this week may hold some promise. Keep your phone close. Gemini, image isn't everything, but focusing on yours may help you get ahead. Cancer, work isn't everything. Taking a moment to relax may be extremely beneficial to your well-being. Leo, when's the last time you worked out? It's a good time to focus on your health. And Virgo, this is the week you should focus on your future finances. Are your affairs in order? And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Judy Gold.
Welcome to Kill Me Now.
Radio.com presents award-winning comedian and writer Judy Gold.
Kill Me Now is a podcast about the things that piss people off. When you're pissed off, you're passionate.
Yes.
So what better thing to talk about? Because you know what? There's so many people who hold it all in. Now I'm just going to start with today. So number one.
How long is this show?
Shut up!
Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. Download and subscribe at the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Again, that's November 11th because service to fund their Help a Hero scholarships.
You know about Sport Clip.
CBS Tuesday in New Orleans. The party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursday. From the brains behind The Big Bang Theory.
You understand that some people are going to be intimidated by you because of how smart you are?
Or maybe they'll recognize my intellect and make me their leader.
9-year-old Sheldon Cooper's going to high school.
Let the learning begin.
You're not going to make it in this school if you keep ratting people out.
But they are breaking the dress codes. I saw one boy with a t-shirt that said, fight me.
That's terrible.
Young Sheldon, Thursday, only CBS.
Oh, hi there, Al Dukes here, and like most Americans, I too have a podcast. It's called Al's Boring Podcast.
WFAN's morning show producer hosts his own show.
Pro athletes have been in all of the Olympic sports except for boxing and wrestling.
Okay.
I also thought we should send our pro wrestlers over there. We could have, like, sent Sergeant Slaughter to fight the Iron Sheik back in the 80s.
The
that would have been great for the Olympics.
Al, download and subscribe at thenewradio.com.
It's so boring.
Al's Boring Podcast.
But I love it.
CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Kind of moved on. You know, I won't look at the video anyways just because of the nature of not just the catch, but kind of what happened. You know, their ruling's what their ruling is. I knew that, I don't know, however many hours ago that was, but days ago.
All right, I just want you to listen to this, that the NFL did release a video. Alberto Riveron, who apparently was the guy in New York who made the call, described what he saw, and it's different from what most of us saw.
As we see here, the receiver's up in the air. As he's coming down, right there,
The ball is loose. Now we know that before he contacts the ground, he must regain control of the football because the ball is loose. As he's coming down, one more time, we see the ball loose right here. The ball is loose, and now we're looking for the ball to make sure it does not hit the ground because we know he does not have control. As we move forward, there's the ball. The ball is on the ground. We know he did not regain control. Therefore, it's an incomplete pass regardless of what happens after this. So even when he rolls over, that doesn't count. We already have an incomplete pass. The play is over.
You're wrong.
On several different occasions in the video, he's wrong. I'm gonna watch it again right now.
He did gain control.
He had control.
The ball was not on the ground.
And the defender wasn't clawing at it and jostling it out. So it's just a terrible call, and it looks even worse when the NFL doubles down on it after
wrong.
After the NFL, after Dean Blandino and then Mike Pereira comes on a station in Chicago and was like, yeah, screw that call. Like, you guys got to get your message together.
Mike Pereira went so far as to say, had it been called incomplete, there was enough video, sufficient video evidence for reversal. That's how far he went. So what Riveron is saying is that he had confirmation.
No, look at, I'm watching it. He rolled over with the ball like a loaf of bread in his hand.
With his left arm under the whole time.
He clutches it with his body. When he goes to the ground with the elbow down, the ball is still inside of his forearm.
Yes.
Like, see, this is one of those things I don't want to get angry about all over again. Because Albert.